It began, explains Yolanda Spector, with a simple request for proposals from the city of Santa Rosa.
The call was for that specific spot, that weird little island off of Santa Rosa Avenue and South A Street. And they also wanted a recycled piece and a landmark piece.
So Spector and her partner, Mark Grieve, visited the prospective location.
I looked at the site and I knew it needed to be something tall because it's a very dense visual landscape with car dealerships and restaurants and advertising. And for lack of a better word, it needed to overpower all of that in order for it to stand by itself. Otherwise, it would just become a decoration.
The concept that subsequently blossomed for the Petaluma sculpting team was to create a full-sized Egyptian-styled obelisk, the shape used for the Washington Monument in the nation's capital, and make it out of bicycle parts, recycled bicycle parts.
No bicycles were sacrificed in the name of art. All the bicycles are already junk. That was really an important part of the whole piece. We wanted to make sure that we got unusable stuff. There are 340 unusable bicycles in there and one tricycle.
And nothing went to waste.
We tried to use as much as we could. We got into the little pieces and the big pieces and really tried to give justice to all the little different shapes and all the different things that do make up a bicycle.
We tried to actually have no waste. Whatever we did have left over is now recycled into metal recycle. So the piece really is circular in that way.
Sparkling with chrome and the playful original colors of the bicycles themselves, the final tower reaches 65 feet into the air, including its 12-foot concrete base, and took about 9 months to assemble. Somehow, the wildly irregular shapes of the component pieces were crafted into the smooth, flat planes of the tower sides. But Grieve's not saying how he did that.
I want to keep that a mystery because then it'll relate to like the Egyptian architecture where there's a kind of how did they do that quality about it. That really was the whole art of the project, making sure we got the planes flat and there'd be numerous different ways to do it, and I'm not going to give that one away.
The project was funded through Santa Rosa's 1% for Art fee, a levy on major building projects, in this case the wholesale remodeling of the nearby Nissan dealership. Once the sculpture, officially titled Cyclisk, was put in place August 21st, it immediately began attracting a lot of attention.
I talked to the muffler shop right across A Street there, and they were saying about every 10 minutes somebody stops and has their mouth open looking up at it. So I think it's doing its job as far as the daily reaction with everyone.
But there were also critics who objected to what they saw as a frivolous use of public funds. Spector says they aren't seeing the big picture.
With public art, not a lot of people realize that everything we spend goes right back into the city. We spent money on raw steel, on engineering, a local engineer, concrete, certification and inspections, a crane, welding supplies, contractors, and then all the other disposables, hardware, safety equipment. All that money went right back into the community, just like a construction project would.
The budget was $37,000. And we didn't take an artist fee so we can make it the right scale. That was really important to us. Public art's a huge responsibility. My feeling is it's more important to get it right than make a bunch of money on it.
A formal public dedication of the cyclists will be held at the site Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.